We're Lancer Radio, Pasadena City College. This is Over Coffee with Dot Ken. And today, talking with Simon Fraser, our student trustee at Associated Students, we've been discussing Assembly Bill 955, which is highly unpopular. A lot of people do not care for this because this creates would create a two-tier system of education. And we've been talking about what you can do about it. Simon, you said before that you think, in all probability, PCC can be encouraged not to implement that.
But I would caution students against, you know, taking that and thinking, well, then we don't have to worry. Because at any point, wherever you are in the state of California, you may decide to go back to a community college. And there are students across the state who are using these programs. And frankly, if PCC did see at some point 4 or 5 years down the line that the community colleges that were doing this were financially benefiting from it, and they were doing so off the backs of students, then the argument to not implement it here goes away. So I would suggest that students do need to worry about it, and the best thing they can do is write their legislator. And you can contact us directly, and if you send us an email, we're happy to then respond back to you and give you, if you provide us your name and your address and whether or not you're a registered voter, then we can provide you with the name of your legislator in California, a template email that you can send to them, and a phone number that you can contact them on. And that's very easy for us to dig up and pull up. And so in order to do that, all you have to go to the AS website. And it will be there, I think, probably in about 4 or 5 hours from now. But it will be a big link on the homepage. And it'll say, you know, contact your legislator here. And so just fill out that form, and then we'll respond back to you as soon as we can. And send that email. You know, the more people that tell legislators what they don't like, and when they realize that their own constituents are finally standing up and saying, you know, this is something we don't want, then they lose political capital if they continue to support it. And so right now, our goal is to make it unpopular for these senators to continue and these assembly members to continue to support the legislation. You know, I do want to say is that the bill on the surface does look like it has protections for intercession programs. What I would say to you is that it's very easy for districts to claim that because of supplanting numbers, because of shortening budgets, they've had to supplant with these courses. They haven't had a choice, even though the bill specifically says that these extension programs should not supplant regular offerings. But we all know it's very easy in a budget crisis and with dwindling apportionments to be able to say, well, we've had to do this. We had no choice, and to satisfy the requirements of the bill. And it does create that two-tier system. It really does. It sets a class of people who have the money with the access. And then the people who don't have the access to that money, but maybe they get financial aid, student loans, because one of the things the bill says is that encourage students to use financial aid. Well, now instead of using financial aid for $46 a unit, you're using your financial aid for $200 a unit. That's less money you have to spend on textbooks, food, rent, and bills. And that's just the way that the system would then be set up, is students would be spending more on their tuition and not having enough money to survive. I would be in that situation, absolutely. And I would say, if I wanted to pay this much for a unit, I would just go to a UC or CSU.
Exactly. And I also wonder about veterans. You know, mm-hmm. Shamefully enough, some of our veteran students are going without lunch and such now. And now all of a sudden this goes up and they have to have courses to keep their housing.
You know, veterans, there are some issues with veterans in the bill. I would say that they have one benefit is that the GI Bill would cover this. So their benefits upon becoming a veteran would pay for the cost of tuition, whether it's 46 or 200.
That's good, at least.
That's something. But still, a veteran most likely wouldn't need to use extension classes because at PCC, at least, they get priority registration for the regular set of classes. So if I was a veteran student, I don't know why I would take an extension class because the bill says it can't supplant the regular offering, I would just take the regular offering because I'm first in line. It's the people behind me that are going to have to worry about whether or not they're going to be able to get into that regular version of the class or take the expensive option. And that's the risk you'll see. I can imagine going to the new PCC website, logging on, and I'm just using PCC as an example, and seeing that in the regular section, it's full. And, you know, you get that red line that says that the class is closed. But then suddenly this button pops up and says, click here if you would like to take the extension version of this class. And then suddenly you get a bill for $600 for that English 1A class.
Welcome to campus. Yikes. Right.
Welcome to campus, and here, just put it in your shopping cart.
Really? as.pasadena.edu, by the way.
as.pasadena.edu.
And that link is going to be up in about 5 hours, you
Around about that, yeah. We're still working on the page. So what will essentially happen is it will just be a very simple form you can fill out, and then someone from our lobby team will respond back to you and say, this is how you contact your legislator.
That is a great resource for students. Before we run out of time, what about any other legislation coming down the pike that you want people to know about and you want people to get in touch with you about?
You know, I think the one that is very interesting to us is AB 1358. So right now we have a $1 representation fee on campus. You pay it, I pay it, we all pay it. And that $1 fee goes towards ASPCC's ability to lobby on bills like AB 955. Now, we have a statewide version of this association, the Student Senate for California Community Colleges. Unfortunately, they're broke because the chancellor's office only gives them $30,000 a year. And they have to fly in 30 people from around the state of California once a month to discuss issues like this. And so they don't have the resources that local campuses do with that $1 fee. So AB 1358 would give campuses the option in a full election of students, so it has to be elected on, to raise the fee from $1 to $2. And then the $1 remaining on campus. But that second dollar, much like a union do, would be going to the Student Senate for California Community Colleges. And students do now and still would have the opportunity to request a refund if they don't want it going to the Student Senate for California Community Colleges. They can request a refund of the $1 or the $2. But without the legislation being passed, then students on this campus won't have the option. And so the ASPCC does support the legislation because we want the ability to go out to the students and say, is this something you want to do? Without the legislation, we have no ability to even ask the question. And I think that the Student Senate, frankly, if it had the resources that local campuses do, but because it's a statewide organization, have a lot more of them, centralized, I don't think AB 955 would have made it as far as it has.
When does this new bill come up for a vote?
It's already passed the Assembly, so it's currently before Senate Ed. So my suggestion would be when you talk about AB 955, a good one to talk about would be AB 1358, and just allow students the question to fund themselves.
1358. And finally, Simon, is there any way that students can get any kind of notices, email blasts, texts, anything like that when something comes up suddenly like a hearing in the Senate?
You know, I'm going to go to our website, as.pasadena.edu. On the right corner, there's a search box and there's also a newsletter sign-up box. So you can just type in your email address to where it says newsletter sign-up, click the button, and you're automatically on the system.
Great. Simon, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
You and I have been listening to Simon Fraser, who is the student trustee for Associated Students, Pasadena City College. And if you would like to support them and you would like to know a lot more about AB 955, as Simon suggested, go to their website, as.pasadena.edu. That's as.pasadena.edu. In a matter of hours, they're going to have the links up there. And I'd encourage you to sign up for their newsletter. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee, back in a moment on LancerRadio.org.